All right, we are recording again. This is the tail end of who?
I can't wait.
Drain Bamage? Is that who this is?
That's what I'm waiting for.
And then after that, Enemy Mine. They're fucking awesome.
If they don't move. There's a lot of people mine.
I don't know if it's good to see people moshing or if it's depressing to see middle-aged men like that jumping around.
I'm more depressed.
I like the two little kids in the back that are waiting to get stomped on.
Yeah, who are getting all the dust thrown all over them with the stomping feet. Yeah. The two little girls in pink.
They should watch out for those four oversized men creating a mosh pit in the middle of Kalispell's Depot Park. Oh, and one guy tumbled over, but not on a child yet.
That would have been so much better.
But he did hurt himself on the concrete.
You guys kind of had like the best turnout that you've had in Montana.
No, actually, the last two shows that we've played,
it's getting better.
No, I was impressed from the start. I didn't know how Montana would take it.
Because story time. That was Drain Bamage. Next band playing is Enemy Mind. They're gonna be fucking awesome.
Yeah, but there's no one ever
We have another story. Hey, excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Yes.
We have another story to read while the intermission. She's going to read us.
One? Have you read one
what?
Yet?
I read the last one, prick.
Oh, did you?
It's her. She's got one.
Oh, she's got one? Okay.
That
she's
going to
read.
It's story time with Siren.
Siren's going to read us a story.
I would love for you to read
it. So this takes place in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And hey, when you say the headline, you have to say this one is called.
This one is called Police. Mom killed boy, buried him in playground sand.
Yes.
Yes.
A 23-year-old woman suffocated her son and then buried his body beneath the sand of a playground. Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico said on Thursday.
So is that cliche because it's like the playground he always used to love, but she would never let him go out and play in it. So now finally he gets to be there.
Yeah, either
eternally.
That or that's where he was always playing. So
right,
like, this
or
is a
that
good place.
It could go either way.
Yeah.
So this is
what?
A supremely, supremely fucked up thing.
Foremost, bitch! Hey, what? Motherfucker! Yeah!
That was the gentleman who did out.
Yeah! Thank you.
I like marshmallows.
Okay.
Thank you also.
So the really sick and twisted part of this story about this mom who killed her kid is that she placed her hand over her son's mouth and nose and suffocated him.
Of course.
She had second thoughts about what she did. She performed CPR on her son, brought him back to life, and then decided to go forward with the original act that she did on the two kids.
Only in New Mexico.
Only in New Mexico.
That is brilliant.
And honestly, according to you guys, what would make you do this to your child?
He was screaming too much and I had to feed him.
Would have to be mine.
Right, okay. If it was
and that's it.
If I had one.
Done.
This was her thought process, straight from her, okay? What makes this story especially sad is that when asked the reason why she took her little son's life, is that she said she did not want him to grow up with no one caring about him. The same way that she had grown up where nobody had cared about him.
It's better of course. Off. He's better off dead than having no one that cares about him.
He died for her twice. That makes him a Jesus. Yeah.
That's damn near Jesus.
Whoa.
That's two-thirds Jesus.
The second coming.
Definitely two-thirds Jesus.
It's the second coming.
That's so great. But hey, they're like, what makes this a real travesty is that it was her fucking kid.
I know.
I mean, that's all that really...
That's crazy. Just because it was hers.
And right there.
Yeah.
Why didn't she eat him?
Yeah, exactly.
She would have gained...
You could sell those on Craigslist.
The courage.
You could.
We have done some stories where someone... tried to sell. They actually wanted to trade it for meth.
Yes, trade for meth.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or money to... They specified money to get
to purchase meth with.
They even said that.
Of course.
And you guys did not place the ad yourselves?
Negative.
No. We found
not
it.
Not us.
It was so amazing.
So apparently the police did release a composite image of the boy on Tuesday, hoping to garner more leads in the case.
Yeah! Sorry. Woo.
Unfortunately, they were not able to release a photo of the boy because his body was so disfigured by the sand's heat.
From all the hate.
Yeah.
Hate will disfigure a motherfucker.
Some haterade.
Apparently, since she actually committed the murder, she has been walking in the streets of Albuquerque with no home.
Really?
Isn't she in prison?
Well, I would hope so.
Not if she's walking the streets of Albuquerque, according to the police.
Yeah.
If anybody sees this woman, you can throw large rocks at her head and she won't mind.
26 sent this story in. He wanted me to tell you guys.
Huh?
Thank you.
26 sent this in.
26, you're fantastic.
Thank you for that.
This is my favorite story out of the whole batch.
Yes.
Okay, Jamhole, I'm going to say goodbye to your audience.
All right, are you out?
Yeah, I'm out.
All right.
Give me a call about Monday.
Bye, Jamhole and your fans.
You have my number, goodbye. Right?
I have your number.
Okay, 26Z is getting the fuck out of here.
But 26Z will be with Jamhole.
They're
going to
be on
Monday.
The show Monday. The Monday show. Monday. It was good seeing you guys.
Lovely as always, kids.
We had a blast.
Monday
for sure.
I'll bring you some
liquor. I was like, I'm knuckling him now.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Are you in?
Are you in?
Give me an in and out.
Naive and Siren of 26E leave, and Sven of 26E now accompanies you. You guys have fun.
Hello.
Oh, fuck.
Have a good night.
I'm taking Naive. Who
do we have over here now?
This is Sven.
Sven, also from.
And what do you do? What do you do?
I play guitar for 26.
You play guitar.
And you were rocking a fucking awesome tie.
Ass.
Red tie. That was an amazing show.
That was an amazing show.
I was a little surprised at the reaction of the crowd.
Yes. Yeah, there really wasn't much of a reaction.
Mixed thoughts.
Yes. But it was.
Maybe they all have Alzheimer's and they forgot.
Right.
Possibly.
They kept forgetting what they were listening to.
Yeah, that's okay. I saw a couple of people, like that guy right there. That guy actually wasn't
the yellow?
Here. No. There's that kid that's always up there on the stage.
Right.
That kid
He's,
was cool as
he
fuck.
Loves everyone.
And then some other people I don't even know right now.
Yeah, I dig it. We all dug it. Where's the news crew?
What?
Oh, right
news
there.
News crew?
Right there.
Got it covered already, thanks.
Does she have a news shirt on?
Does she want to do some news? We got a story you could read.
What?
Yeah. Do you want to read a story?
Yeah, I'll read one.
No, that's finished. I think that was all the stories we brought.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Because remember, we were only going to do an hour thing.
Oh, I spilled Dr. Pepper.
Oh, if that touches stuff, you're dead.
It didn't touch anything electronic, so it's all good.
No, it's dead. I know. It's this guy. Huh?
What's that?
We still have this story.
What's
it?
This story?
No, not that one. This one. If you want to read through the Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Huh? We sold one.
What's this?
Fuck yeah.
Sven has a story for us.
Sven, we're...
Hold on a second.
We didn't read this one.
It's all covered with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, but it's still readable.
All right. Let's do some news, Sven.
This
one is called, and then read the headline.
This one is called California Mom Tells Cops She Had Sex With Boys to Keep Them Away From Her Daughter. Police in Anderson, about 150 miles... Wait, oh, sorry, I gotta start right here, huh? A 30-year-old Northern California woman has pleaded not guilty to charges that she had sex with three teenage boys. Deborah Tao faces 11 felony counts, including unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor, oral copulation of a person under the age of 16.
Why don't you listen to the story?
Oh, sorry.
Committing lewd acts upon a child and arranging a meeting with a minor for a lewd purpose.
Wow.
The boys were 15 and 16 years old.
And she's how old again?
30-year-old Northern California woman. Okay.
That's double. That's the 2X rule.
That is.
Police in Anderson, about 150 miles north of Sacramento, began investigating in April after two girls from a local middle school reported that a friend's mother was having sex with boys. In a 48-page report released this week, Tao told police she was protecting her daughter by diverting the boys' attention to herself.
Whoa.
She denied the
charges. I'm doing this for you.
Hey, I don't want my daughter to get with these kids, so
I'm
going to have sex with
them. I still got one more paragraph and I'm done. She denied the charges during an appearance Wednesday in Shasta County Superior Court. Tao remains jailed with her bond set at $250,000.
F yeah.
Nice.
That's amazing. I'm doing this to save
I'm trying to protect my daughter from having
sex. Not because it's I'm totally soon. Nuts
no,
at all.
Not at all.
Nothing to
and
do.
Not because I want it
with
them.
My mental state
or,
at all.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is great.
Okay.
That's all
I will
our
be
stories
back.
Now.
I have to go run my fiance, the house key, so I'll be back in just a minute.
Okay. Right. We will be right here.
Yes.
Just chilling it.
Chilling.
So, yeah, we thought, see, the plan was to get here at 7, if you guys don't know, be set up by 8, do the show from 8 to 9, and then that's it. But we didn't get our table till like 8, 7:50. Where are you going? Hi,
right
Danny.
Here. Hi. I'm back.
So then we had to fucking... We did like 3 Fuck My Lives.
Pretty much. And then just kind of... Everybody started playing and we couldn't hear ourselves think anymore. And
but there's longer time in between the bands...
To squeeze in stories.
Right. But we didn't
life,
know so. That. We were only going to do an hour.
No.
So
no, we had
that's
no
all
idea.
The stories we have.
What? You got
and
up.
I can't...
I know.
Read so stories from the fucking internet.
Oh, so who's playing next? Enemy Mines?
Enemy Mine is playing
fire
next.
Is right
then
there.
Valsalvia Manure.
Salvia
and then
Manure.
Graveyard Girl Scouts.
Is that like... I don't... Is that just recycled salvia?
I believe so.
Is that what they're...
I like these stickers.
Girls, yeah. Graveyard Girl Scouts.
Yeah, we should put
that's
one on the laptop.
Nate's band.
Yeah.
This water tastes terrible.
This
now.
Has turned out very well.
It has.
There's
I
a
agree.
Lot of people here.
I'm having
a good
time.
We're
gonna
have a lot more local listeners.
That's
now.
Good. Because we're gonna try and do a show
that would
locally
be nice.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. I wish the wind would stop though. It stopped
this
for a little bit.
This feels awesome.
It was,
like
no.
It's, yes.
You
this
guys
is
are
perfect.
Physically. Because
without the wind, it would be a lot warmer.
You guys are physically altered at the moment. I'm not.
No,
what?
I'd be. I was fine
so
before
I'm
then.
I'm a little cold.
I was fine even before then.
Well, you're a little warmed up.
I'm just as warm as I was
I'm
before.
I'm gonna pull up some Fuck My Lives.
Yes. Somewhere.
Oh wait, but
I
I'm
did
not.
Really
I'm not gonna.
Other one.
I'm not gonna do it on that computer. See,
no.
That's.
Yeah. I, was gonna say,
I
hey.
Thought it'd be all nice and easy to read.
It'd be bad to do on that
but
one.
But oh
though,
no,
we're recording.
Oh no, there's no internet there. Of course. Why would there be internet there?
Because you have it plugged into the other one.
Of course I do.
Well, don't complain about something you did.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I really want to know what those two security guards would do if something were to happen. Look at them.
Heart attack.
Just yes.
I can't even see where they are.
Right to my right.
I'm gonna have to say I have a heart attack.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Today, did I tell you what happened today?
No.
Well, you did,
but tell me some more.
Please.
What happened?
And stop.
You have the craziest days. So
I know.
Seems to
it's
happen
unbelievable.
To you.
And stop me if I've told you this story before. But
you
today,
might have, but you know, tell me again.
Today I was driving in my car with my daughter. You may not know this about me. I have a daughter.
It's not mine.
Not sure what her name is. Not sure where she's
never
at.
Never even met her.
Nope.
Not even really sure she's mine.
Let's but it's possible.
She was eating a Nutri-Grain bar. After a while, she holds out her hand saying, "It's on my finger. I don't want to eat it. It's on my finger. I don't want to eat it."
Kids.
I pick up the little pieces of Nutri-Grain filling and put it in my mouth, only to realize it was a large blank. Fill in the blank. Brayden,
turd.
Go.
Oh.
Whoa. Brayden, go.
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing.
It is not turd.
That's what I was thinking.
Booger is the correct answer. A large booger.
Except I wasn't going to say the word turd.
In your mouth. That's disgusting.
Poopy.
Today, I was cuddling in bed with my girlfriend after a night of heavy drinking. I mean, like, 2-ton fucking heavy drinking. She rolled towards me, looked me in the eyes, and sweetly said, I love you. Her morning breath was so bad that I had to jump up and rush to the bathroom to vomit, leaving a trail of vomit along the way. Fuck my life.
Holy shit.
Nice.
That...
I have never smelled anything so disgusting it made me puke.
He's never getting laid by her again.
That's disgusting. A trail of just puke because you had the dragon.
He's probably not with her anymore.
Because your girlfriend's breath is that red.
Yeah, he probably broke up with her after that.
Ugh. Smells like dick and semen and shit. You're like, what the fuck?
Well, right, I think Enemy Mind's gonna play now.
Yeah, Enemy Mind's getting ready to play. Let me do one more here. Today, I spent the whole day seeing how many licks it would take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll pop. 763. I'm 24. Fuck my life.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Wow, dude.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Enemy Mind. Fuck yeah. Excuse my face.
This is as far as I go, so you might want to come up to the front. This is Living Horror.
You guys are fucking awesome. We'll be right back. That thing is so fucking awesome. If you go to thejamhole.com/YouTube and look at the kickball video, there's video of us riding the tall bike. Thing is fucking sick.
You jump.
You fucking jump. It's so great. You gotta be by a fence to get on it.
Next song is Bloodshot, one of our newer ones.
so deliriously tired right now. You have no idea.
I'm not sure.
You guys are listening to Enemy Mine? Enemy fucking mine? 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 Mine?
Is that good?
Our show is so fucking metal, there's a little kid mosh pit. Suck on that shit, other shows. What? Four of them.
That's so awesome.
Four kids all under the age of four moshing. Bunny says, I was surprised at the amount of kids that were here. Children? Me too.
Yeah, I didn't think people would bring their kids out here, honestly. But I guess how else are they gonna rock out? You know, I mean, they're not just gonna ditch their kids, I guess, so bring them with.
I'm just saying, if you have to fuck, you might as well make a kid. I mean, fuck. Might as fucking well. Oh, Braden just gave bro hug. Who is that?
His boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't know Braden had a boyfriend.
I guess he does now.
Thank you.
our camera. No, Matt, you fucking don't do that. Tell them to move. You pussy!
I don't give a shit.
Well,
really?
Thank you.
Right on.
Obviously.
What is that feeling?
Thank you, everybody. It's
been nice to meet you.
All the bands,
everybody.
Uncle Moore still can call.
No, I'm an industrial man.
Thank Mr. Augusta and everybody he's associated with for throwing this on.
They play.
Year number two.
What is it?
I don't know. After Vagina Spiders.
Yeah.
I
got
a couple more for you. Next one is
amazing.
Earlier.
Amazing.
Yeah,
this is good.
Well, I've been over last year.
Oh my gosh.
We played last year. We were the last band on.
Bobby Seed Muffin because I'm fucking hungry. I'm tired as fuck. And I need some food. Bring us some food, bunny.
I love the little kid mosh pit, man. It's amusing as hell. Parents are just watching as like their kids pummel each other.
Now there's people sitting in my way.
It turned into some backyard brawl shit.
Yeah. The parents are like, my kid mosh is better than yours.
I'm impressed no one's tried to take a shot at us yet.
I know, well, we're not on the fucking speakers, so not everybody can hear us. And when we talk shit, they can't hear it.
That's true.
That is true. If half the people heard the shit we were talking earlier, we could have gotten in some trouble. Especially when, what was it, the Paris Hilton sex tape was playing?
I'm going to go back to the next one.
World's shortest metal song.
If you enjoy it, graveyard Girl Scouts.
You want a water? water. I brought them so they could be drank.
Hope you all enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was Enemy Mine.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it. Personally, I enjoyed it.
You know, there are some good-looking people out here, but there's also some fucking trailer trash.
Ah, you've jumped.
Ha ha. Huh?
Yeah, there are some hoolers up in her
quite
today.
A few. There are, you know, some of the better-looking bits
of the
public.
Yeah, there are definitely some honeys here.
Yeah, there are some honeys and some hotties, but there are some definite trailer trash scum here.
Also?
Yeah, well, it's Montana.
Yeah, we're going to... You know, it's a public thing. You can't
do
whatever.
Like Montana.
But,
also, what I've noticed, a lot of children.
Very lots.
People
lots of
here
children.
Like to fuck.
And how many pregos have you seen?
At least 10.
At least 10.
No,
right?
I'm exaggerating.
Plenty.
Probably at least 5.
Plenty of pregos.
Augusta least. Said that he's seen at least 4 vaginas in the past hour.
Really?
Yeah.
What does From, his girlfriend have to say about that?
I don't think she knows. And I don't think she needs to know. But, you know, everybody's wearing these skirts, and they sit down on the ground, and they
and he's
lift
just
up
down
the damn
there,
legs.
Like, laying on his back, just
I guess,
peeping
yeah.
up skirt, peeping mad up skirt.
I got a picture of him laying on the ground, so it looks like he's trying to look up skirts.
Excuse my face.
He fakes a seizure and falls over.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. I don't know. I guess it's just with these girls sitting down in their stupid skirts and being idiots and wearing skirts in the first place and
yeah.
showing their twats and I guess not wearing
and
underwear.
And sitting like total hooers.
Yeah, that would be, hey, I'm a hooer.
Skank.
Check
hey,
out my
no
vag.
No complaints here. I'll look at vag all day. All day, a day.
Ew. Yeah, well, there's some vages here I would pay not
there's
to
There's nothing
see.
Wrong with a pretty vagina.
Yeah, but there are some.
Here.
Exactly,
it has
okay,
to be
you can't
right,
be choosy
you have to
here,
meet
okay?
The criteria.
You can't
I can be, choosy.
No, you cannot be choosy.
Can
not
be choosy.
In this place. It's public. Some people don't wear underwear, some people
true.
Do.
That's true.
I'm not wearing any underwear.
And there are some vaginas.
I am.
There are some
really?
Vaginas here that I would pay not to see.
There's some uncovered twat
okay.
here for sure.
You should walk up to that person and give them money and say, don't show your twat anymore.
I'll say never wear a skirt again, bitch.
That works.
Or wear
you
underwear.
Don't wear that
bill.
Ever again.
Yes. You are not allowed.
Jesus Christ.
What? Should you go do announcements for him because he sucks at announcements?
I'm not doing it. My voice is fucking effed.
Poo.
It is. Seriously. I could try, but I doubt anybody could hear me. Let me see a Tootsie Roll.
Okay, never mind.
So what did you, Sven, what did you think of the sound engineering? Because that's our salt guy.
Wait, say that one more time.
Did he fail or did he pass?
Who?
The
what?
Guy that...
the salt guy.
We should be wearing headphones out
The guy,
here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The guy that set up our sound?
Yes.
The guy
sound,
with the shirt, Ryan?
Right, our salt guy, Ryan.
Yeah, I think he did a phenomenal job. The only problem was we lost our talking mic right after we got it. We didn't have it for the rest of the set.
We had 3 here. You could have just borrowed one.
I suppose, huh? Well, no, it was plugged in and then all of a sudden it didn't work anymore.
4, 5, 2, 3, 9, 8. Did that kid seriously just say, I took a video camera?
What?
I don't know.
What
I couldn't understand
say?
Him any, either.
I thought
all
he
I
like, walked by
the
camera and was like,
end.
Oh, take a video camera.
Oh my
wow.
god. I'll kick your ass.
I have no qualms burying a body right here in our very own Depot Park. No problemo, baby.
4-1-8.
Oh wait, did we have?
I
totally forgot about that.
Any.
Does anyone have raffle tickets? Negative.
I was
no.
almost there, dude. I'm one number off.
Fuck, man. You should have been here one more person sooner.
Oh, I got a text message.
Uh-oh. So I hope you guys are enjoying this. I'm dead fucking tired. If I take a nap, don't worry about it.
Just catch a quick snooze. Just
and that's so awesome. Like we didn't even do a show Friday night.
I know.
Like at all.
It
but
was really
still,
awkward.
Yeah, and yeah, it was. It felt
me
weird.
Me and you were just standing around the house like, what do we do? What do we do now, man?
I don't know. Might as well.
I want to do dishes.
Might as well have more sex, I
and
guess.
We did.
You attacked.
What are you doing?
Not
attacked me.
Oh, okay.
I did not.
I mean, that was fine. I'm just saying. It almost seems like now that I've made such a big deal about that, not having sex, whole that thing, Monday Night Fights, refer back to that episode, that like you're going totally over the top the other way now, almost on purpose, like you're trying to wear down my libido. I'll tell you what, my friend, that is a game you will not win.
I won it last night.
Yeah, that's...
That was a ding.
That's
ding,
just
ding,
because
that
I... It, that's
oh,
bullshit.
Round one by this girl right here.
Oh, did you?
If I would have known it was a game to see who could fuck who under the table, I would have just brought you in the kitchen and fucked you under the table.
Yeah, but babe, my pussy won't go limp. Your dick
that is
will.
A good point. My pussy definitely goes limp. All the time.
What about you? Are you working on Sunday? Till 4. What about Monday? 4-2-1. Are you working on Monday? 4-21. If you can find a way to get out there and back, yeah, you can go.
So then.
Well then. Right.
Well then.
Righty right.
Enjoying.
You know, I never win any of these stupid raffle things. I don't know why I participate.
You know, the only thing I've ever won like that in my life was back in the day, Taco Bell had an Xbox giveaway with Project Gotham, like when it first came out.
Did you win the Xbox?
Well, check this out. We went through the drive-thru, and we had like four people with us. So two of us stayed in the car, and two of us went in, and we got a bunch of those ticket things. And then you had to go home and fill out the thing online and send it. And one of the ones that I had filled out won, and
nice.
I ended up getting a free Xbox.
I won
nice.
Something like that. It was a radio show.
A what?
A radio show in Florida called 98 Rock, and I called in, and I guess I got the right fucking thing, and I don't really remember what it was, but I won this ballsy bear thing. It's called Ballsy Bear.
Ballsy
and you,
bear.
Yeah, you is squeeze that, it, and it's like, go fuck yourself, and like...
Is that like
badass.
Pedo bear?
Yeah. Kind
Any
of,
relation
it's,
to pedo bear?
It's a little bear stuffed
pedo
animal
bear?
Thing, not
yeah.
a pedo bear.
Have you ever seen pedo bear?
No, what
like
a pedo bear?
Pedo bear's like in courts when a child is molested.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they're like,
okay.
They're like, show
uh-huh.
me, exactly, Brady,
yeah.
show me where
okay.
on the bear
yeah,
he touched
where
you.
On the bear he
That's
touched you.
Pedo bear.
Nah, this bear, it was all decked out in some crazy, like, rock clothes and stuff, and, like, you grab it and it says, like, go fuck yourself, or, like... Your
angry
twats,
bear.
But yeah, it's called Ballsy Bear. And
huh, like a Care Bear, but...
But mean.
Negative and pissed
very
off.
Very negative.
Yeah.
Negative.
Asking to
is
be
the
a
Care
fucking...
Care Bear stare? I don't know. The Ballsy
Care Bear stare.
Like
it's more like it's the Care
ball?
Bear glare.
Pretty much.
Ding that motherfucking bell. Care Bear glare. Fantastic.
Care Bear glare.
So what's the deal with the bell? I never did understand the bell.
The bell, he kind of jacked from... Work.
I stole that bell from the office. I gave it a week, and I was like, if they don't touch the bell in the next week, motherfuck.
Are
I'm
you
totally,
cool?
I'm cool. Kay. I'm totally taking it. And they didn't touch it that whole week, and I totally
it's every
fucking
time something's funny, we make a weird reference or something. We're like, ha ha ha, ding. You know,
okay.
Or like some
it's
really
so,
stupid pun.
It's so... What?
45
minutes. We have no more material.
We have no more material.
I mean, if people, we can talk, but I wouldn't
you
want
to
read
you stories.
The There's no more stories. We only thought we were doing an hour, and we burned up all our shit. Yeah, I mean, we don't have any more stuff. We're just sitting here bullshitting. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because we thought we were only doing an hour. Well, I don't know. If people want to listen, they can come hang
know,
out
man.
Over here.
I don't know if I can do
audience
that.
Participation. Who wants to be on an internet radio show? Come on. Come one, come all. We have 45 minutes to kill before the next band. Everyone gather around in a circle in front of the jam hole. Come, my children. Come.
I don't think a lot of those people can even hear us.
I say yay unto you. Come forth and share in the
yeah,
good word of the
to.
Fucking jam
Very
hole.
Very true. Very true.
Come on.
See, if we hook
Fine.
Up to those speakers, we
fuck
cannot
you guys.
Go.
Yeah,
fuck
I know, and that's why
yeah,
I don't.
Fuck you.
Yeah, because
you're tired, I'm tired, and we will end up saying,
I am
fuck
fucking delirious
fuck
right now.
I'm scared. I don't want to do this.
Okay. Let me pull out my printer.
So wait a second. And I can't why do we have?
Are you hooking that up?
45 minutes of downtime.
Do you guys want to hear a poem I wrote?
See, if the rest of my band was here, we'd jump up there and play a little.
Are we? I'm going to pass the fuck out. I'm so tired.
All right,
well,
so
I'll talk loud.
Can we?
But
you can't swear. You want to just talk about us and introduce us to people so they just know what we are?
You can say damn it and crap, but you can't say fuck or shit.
We can just talk about what we are and what we
so
do.
Apparently we have like half
know.
Hour to kill.
Is it to bad?
And we're the only entertainment. Do you guys want to do some more FML? Some
FML?
F my life. Do you guys want to do some confessions?
Confessions?
Oh, let's do some fucking confessions.
Did he say confessions?
Yeah.
Called grouphug.com.
Okay.
All right. Oh, hold on. I gotta save this.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.